you are always a strong supporter of faculty research. Could you tell us more about your work in that area?
Yeah, I think to me, I fought administrations, particularly deans in the past here, about this. To me, the highest form of education is research. And we need to understand that. And I have little respect for those that don't understand that, because if you really understand anything about learning, learning theory and so forth, that's where the highest form of actually education is research. But it's not the faculty's research, and that's what administrators tend to misinterpret. They do that, I think, because, again, lack of knowledge. And it's the onus is put on the faculty to try to describe to them, okay, what we're talking about in terms of collaborative student-faculty research. And that's what how we're learning. And it's probably the, again, one of the highest forms of education, simply because a student is going to see that they must learn something to do their problem, which they get very excited about. They need to learn something, some background or some concept, some fundamental, to be able to do the particular problem at hand. And I don't care what area it is. It doesn't matter. It's not science. It could be anything. So that, I think, culminated in about 1994, when Pedro Benal came to me in the summer. In the summer, and said, what we ought to do is try a collaborative research program suggested by Pedro and by Steve Briggs, who was the dean of faculty at that time, in which rising sophomores, people who had just finished their first year of chemistry or physics or whatever, could be involved in a chemistry program doing research during the summer. And it really was unheard of, and it was also a very new nationally. Michigan State had tried something like that, and a few small colleges had, but most institutions had research in the summer only for rising seniors, because it's going to become part of their senior thesis or whatever. And we had done that since day one when I came here. We already had that clearly established at Rollins, with having senior research and summer research with rising seniors. But to have a first-year student do research, and at first I talked to Peter about this, I'm not so sure about this, and they have no knowledge, they haven't had organic chemistry yet. How can they do a problem with me that an organic chemistry professor? And he said, well, I guess we have to teach them that. And that